Travel Tech Talk with Jeremy Pearson.
It's time for Travel Technology with Jeremy Pearson here on the Great Destinations Radio Show. Hello, Jeremy.
Hi, Kerry.
Today, I want some advice on how you can pull together all those different bits of your travel itinerary. If you've put together as an independent traveller your plans, and you've got hotels and you've got perhaps trains and planes and multi-stop destination trips, how can you keep everything together in one place and manage it?
It's a great question, because I think these days now, the amount of things that we have to gather when we travel has just really, really become a huge, huge pile of documents. Some people do it digitally, some people do it on paper. But let's look at the digital version, because the technology is here to try and hopefully help us out. A little while ago, we had a technology called TripIt that came up. And the idea of this is that you could sign up for an account with TripIt, and there are many others like it as well. And this would attempt to bring everything together that you need. What it would do is try and intercept emails from the various people that you would communicate with to make all the bookings, whether it was airlines, accommodation providers, and other travel providers. Maybe it's for train tickets or buses and things like that. And the idea was it would start taking all of these emails and try and arrange it into an itinerary, so you know what's happening when, and also to be as a document pool as well. So if you do suddenly need to pull up that booking information, it's right there in one app. It sounds great and it's really convenient. I think the big thing for some people is it does so much automatically, it's not always easy to know that it is working and it is doing its job. And I know some people that I've spoken to really like the idea of being able to manage these things themselves, so that they know exactly what's where, they know what documents they've got, and that there are available. So TripIt's an interesting one, and it may work for you, it may not, depending on how you do your travel organisation.
Do you have to pay for it, though?
It, like all of these things, I think there's a free trial and then you pay based on how you use it. If you're a frequent traveller, it can probably be quite useful, because rather than having to manually organise all of your emails and all of your arrangements, if you filter them through TripIt, it is going to keep all these up to date. And it's a bit like having your own PA making all these arrangements for you.
Good tip. It's called TripIt, and I guess you can just do a web search and find it.
Easily to found. But probably another quick thing to say is the tried and trusted ways of organizing files still apply here, and they may well be right for you. So if you use Dropbox or OneDrive or Google Drive, take everything as PDFs, whether it's a screenshot from your phone or a scan using your phone of a document. You can also stick everything into a folder on Dropbox, OneDrive or Google Drive, and that works really, really well as well. Just make everything offline so that you've got it if you've got no Wi-Fi or phone signal, and it's there on your phone right when you need it.
If you've got questions for Jeremy, email hello@greatdestinationsradioshow.com.